This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 415 for Wednesday, June 1st. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning in choppy trade. Canola down 7 to nearly $12, July down 7 at $1,177.30 per ton. New crop November, it's down 9.10 at $1,064.10 per ton. After holding relatively steady yesterday, while the U.S. soy complex posted large losses, canola was possibly realigning itself with the Chicago futures today, although beans and soy oil are both up in early activity. Chart-based selling was likely behind some of the weakness in canola as speculators look to exit their long positions. However, ongoing uncertainty over new crop production did provide support. Spring seeding remains well behind a normal in the eastern prairies, with crop insurance deadlines fast approaching. While recent rains caused additional delays, a window of more favorable weather should allow producers to make some progress over the next week. The Bank of Canada raised its key overnight rate to 1.5% this morning, and that was supportive for the Canadian dollar. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat are both lower. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's losses, the July contract up 13 cents at $16.96 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 61% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's up 11 points from the previous week, but still 7 points off the average for this time of year. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, with delivery evenly split between the current crop year and the new crop year. Corn futures, they're weaker as Midwestern farmers make good seeding progress over the past week. The July contract down 13 cents at $7.40 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 86% planted in the latest report. That's only 1 point off the average for this time of year. Seeding had been running well behind a normal earlier this spring. Wheat is mostly lower. The largest losses in the winter wheats, Kansas City down 14 cents in the July contract at $11.51 per bushel, and Chicago down 16 cents in July at $10.70 per bushel. Minneapolis lagging to the downside, down only 2 cents in the July contract at $12.45 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 29% good to excellent in the latest report. That's up 1 point from the past week, but still the worst rating for this time of year since 1989. Meanwhile, spring wheat in the country was only 73% seeded. That's well off the average of 92% done, with crop insurance deadlines in North Dakota now passed. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 1st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.